with a smaller process. I personally recommend simplifying the voting proposal so we don't have to, the committee doesn't have to go through two votes, but just have one vote on whether there's going to be a permit and then whether there's going to be a surcharge as well. I know you have two thresholds, 50 and 60%, so say if you only get 50% yeses, then you get the permit. If you get 60% yeses, then you can have the surcharge as well. I am living myself on a block face that's 1,147 feet long. I wonder if blocks can be split up and still have the permit. 35th place from Hawthorne, so I just cleared a Harrison, 1,100 feet, and yeah, they have a parking problem in the first 600 feet, but not 1,000 feet away where I am. So, and does the fact that one commercial building has a side frontage on that street mean this is all exempt because it has commercial on that block face? I'm thinking that the block faces might be able to split. Anyway, but I hope that this program will pass this program so we can, you know, work on those tweaks, see how it works in Northwest, but still have the ordinance already passed with all these options in it, and we can work on it from there.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Good afternoon, Tamara.
Hi, I'm Tamara DeRitter. I'm representing myself as the chairwoman for Rose City Park Neighborhood Association, and I am also a member of the former Centers and Corridors Advisory Committee. I am also the author of the minority report that was issued on December 11th, 2015, to the committee and the representatives of for PBOT in asking for clarification and concerns in regards to a number of things, including the lack of representation we had in the committee by businesses. We only had two named members of the business community, and only one of them regularly attended. So the recommendations that came out of that committee were totally slanted against the small business community by, as you can see in the documentation, there's only one representative out of five of the business community. And it, there is just a number of concerns. What I would like for you to do is for the City Council to continue or set over this public hearing until at least February 2017 to adequately notify the public, which it has not done, neighborhood associations, business districts, and Venture Portland as required by the code 3.96.050. Without proper public notification, this ordinance fails to satisfy ordinance ORS 195.305 by restricting the possible access and use of properties to be impacted, compromising their value. So, number one, let's get notification. Let's make sure everybody's attentive. Also, clearly, one of the first concerns is the lack of business representation. There's a concern also about balkanization of our business areas by having as little as 20 linear feet of block face in one unit, one area. The reason that is a problem is because it breaks up the business districts into smaller cubes, and each business will then have to fend for themselves for each individual area. It becomes untenable for small businesses to spend that much time in committee meetings just to defend their needs. Also, there's evidence of overflow parking as identified in the city's own report, which is the Centers and Corridors Parking Analysis Model of 2035 conditions. The one person that did respond to the minority report was Eric Engstrom from BPS, and he did identify that the language in here shows overflow parking needs of over 552 parking spaces on street in the evening hours for Hollywood District, and that would go into the residential area. So where in this ordinance are we talking about the overflow needs in your own analysis? You need to be looking at that. This is my testimony. I sent it to you. But please. This is my original copy. I'll send, give it to her.
Thank you very much.
I'm assuming assuming you sent us the minority report in December of last year.
Absolutely.
I'm a bit behind, as you can gather. I will look for it. Or did you just bring it to the top of the pile again?
I sent it by email, and
I have
copy right here.
Thank you. Yeah, I think if you could send it to us electronically, again, that would be helpful.
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you both. Anyone else that wants to speak on this item? So perhaps you'd like to bring the staff back up?
Just actually looking at the details in the ordinance. And in 1628.30 subsection C, which is on page 4 of 8, it says an area that feels adversely affected by parking and is requiring permit parking must work through the neighborhood association or business district association. If the area is not formally organized, it should directly contact the Office of Neighborhood Involvement for assistance. The Office of Neighborhood Involvement will review the request and discuss the eligibility of that area to form a neighborhood association or business district association in conformance with the criteria evaluated. I don't know that we've been asked to do that, and ONI does not keep a list of the business districts. That's the Venture Portland, and I don't believe there's a formal way of saying, bless you, my child, you are a business district. So was there any discussion with ONI about this? And if so, who?
No, Commissioner. This chapter
old code you've just
paragraph
changed.
Yes is old code. It's from 1992. The only thing we're changing here is updating the name of ONI from Office of Neighborhood Associations to Office of Neighborhood Involvement. That's the only proposed change here.
Well, then in B you say upon receipt of the petition, city traffic engineer shall initiate a preliminary investigation to verify that the area meets the criteria. And
what are you talking about in
what page which, is that on?
In which subsection?
This is on page 5,
okay.
KB. It seems to have, and maybe it's a carryover, but that's not how things work anymore. So that's of concern.
So if there are clarifying points on ONI's procedures, we certainly would like to get those in here.
It does seem to me, Commissioner, that these are carryovers. The only thing we're changing which relation to neighborhood associations and business district associations are the names.
Well,
like the current names.
But the fact is we changed how we manage business district associations, I believe, in 2009 when the Association of Portland Neighborhood Business Associations changed into Venture Portland and is now the liaison both to Commissioner Fish and to the Portland Development Commission. So that's definitely an area of concern.
Yes, I was not aware of that. I'd be happy to work with your staff on cleaning this language up.
And then what about the question of whether parking districts can be can span the arterial or the corridor rather than being on one side or the other?
Currently, we prefer to have them to be contiguous areas, but there's no such requirement. That's just sort of a management practice at this point. I don't think there's any reason why we couldn't do that.
Although, if the permit districts are just going to be in the residential zone, then in many cases those arterials would be mixed use zones.
Correct. So they would not be contiguous areas, which
right.
is
right.
Be,
but if I'm going to park at a business, I can park on the left, right side of the street in the neighborhood or the left side. I don't. And so if one side has a parking district and the other one doesn't, and they're really one. I mean, we're actually trying to work really hard because often the arterial is the dividing line between different neighborhood associations, where there's a business district association does tend to be spanning the arterial.
If you were visiting a business that was bifurcated by, if the neighborhood was bifurcated by a commercial district and on one side there was a permit area and on the other side there was not, then as a visitor to that business, the only difference to you would be that there might be a 2 or 3 hour time limit on one side, whereas on the other side there's no time limit.
Well, right. That's the issue.
Yeah.
Is that if you're Richmond and Sunnyside and you're on opposite sides of the arterial, or if you've got an arterial, I think in some cases Alberta runs through
several different neighborhoods
rather than being the boundary. That's a problem in terms of just the practical reality that if there's a parking shortage, and oftentimes caused by the success of the business district, then it's going to flow into the neighborhood. And, of course, those same arterials are the streets that now are mostly zoned mixed use and are going to see a lot of
these.
What we're trying to do here is define a community of interest that would make sense as a voting district. So we said 20 contiguous block faces.
Right.
How would we redefine that? Would we say 20 block faces that are either contiguous or divided by an arterial?
Well, I think the point is, Commissioner, I know this is really important to you to try to get it done before you leave. It seems that there's a lot of questions. I have been getting lots of emails from folks who are not able to be here today. So I'm not sure that on the fly we can manage all the issues.
I do want to point out, and I neglected to mention this in my presentation, that the boundaries before the vote occurs to create the permit area, the boundaries are delineated and determined by PBOT staff working with the Neighborhood and Business Association. So once those boundaries have been established, then the vote occurs. Once a permit area is established, they can expand through that same voting process. So they tend to grow over time.
So what steps to prevent the neighbors, for example, I won't say whether they're business or neighborhood associations, what to prevent them from gerrymandering the boundaries to get a particular result that they want?
Well, all of the everything in here is subject to PBOT's sort of input and approval, so we would not allow that sort of the sort of shenanigans.
Well, that's another concern I have, that we're asked to pass this whole code, and then anything further will be authorized that the director of PBOT can make any changes. So I don't have a level of comfort that we've got to the right place.
So, Commissioner, the idea here is to give these self-created parking permit areas a fair amount of flexibility as to how to manage themselves. So that's sort of like a fundamental philosophical question. Do we want to have something very prescriptive saying a parking permit district can only look like this, or do we want to have something that's flexible where the size of the district, for example, can be determined by people coming together to form one?
Well, when we had the discussions on the Northwest Parking District, which I think we had twice in Commissioner in Mayor Adams's reign, administration, and then another one right away, that was a lot of what the discussion was, who's in, who's out, coming to council so that everybody had their say. I am really concerned about this because, as Terry Parker pointed out, 59% of renters own cars, and it's more likely to be the low-income folks who need their car to get to their job in another place that are not going to be able to attend the meetings or necessarily even have time to look into the issues.
But by that criterion, Commissioner, we should dismiss everything neighborhood associations ever say because they only consist of people who have time to come to meetings.
That's actually not the case anymore, Commissioner, but we won't go into that now.
Well, so, Steve, you've got a couple of choices here. One is to continue this, and the other is to just bring it forward next week. I think we've got a lot of questions.
Well, one question I have is, could we quickly come up with an amendment that says, for example, that this is authorized now, but PBOT will have to come back to council before authorizing a permit district anywhere but Northwest.
Well, could I just ask another question? Have you received any formal positions from any neighborhood associations or business districts?
We've received some testimony related to this item
in the past couple of days. For instance, do we have Northwest District Association saying that they want it? I mean, I know that Rick is very connected with those, but do we know from NWDA?
Well, we have. Northwest is a kind of a unique situation because the council has empowered the SAC to kind of represent them on parking issues, and Rick, as the chair of the SAC, I believe is accurately representing their position.
Would you mind if Rick comes back?
Sure,
again?
Come on, please, Rick.
Because of all the places,
testimony that I've gotten in emails and such here.
Yeah, there's a lot. So, help us, Rick?
So the question is whether NWDA has a position on the ordinance. They clearly have a position on getting the implementation going in Northwest. They have not spoken about what should happen in other neighborhoods specifically. So, but it's within the framework of what we're trying to do to move this forward.
So NWDA does approve this framework for their area?
Well, I'm not on the NWDA board, so I can't speak to them, but the NWDA representatives on the SAC, who are three board members, including the president,
right. All
were in favor of this ordinance.
You know, I would feel more comfortable if there's a time for neighborhood associations, business district to weigh in on this. It's clearly, it's an exciting proposal with pros and cons and maybe some tweaks needed. I'm not sure that there has been that since the committee did its work.
I think one of the problems is that the tweaks are going to have to be individual for each area. It's not one set of tweaks that we can do this ordinance that's going to fit Gateway and fit Northwest. What they're trying to do is set up a process to establish each of these districts so that the tweaks can take place within the confines of that process. So if there's something wrong with the way that process works, maybe that needs to be tweaked, but the whole point is all the districts are different and need to be looked at individually and trying to save the work of coming to council with every one of them.
Well, I think there's a likelihood that that neighbours and business owners would want things to come to council, so that they, you know, just like in the Northwest District, there was a lot of interest and people took a lot of time to get it right.
Commissioner, the idea here is to allow for the creation of pretty small parking permit districts. And let me give you an example of where I think that would make sense. We heard a lot of concerns from people living in Division in the 30s about parking issues a few years ago. My dad lived four blocks from Division, between Division and Hawthorne, and I never had a problem parking in front of his house. So I think it might have made perfect sense to have a parking permit district that consisted of, you know, people in the two streets immediately adjacent to Division, four or five blocks each way or 10 blocks each way. It's not always going to make sense to have a parking district that's as extensive as the whole Northwest District.
So again, I'm looking back to 2012, December, when we had, I think, the second or third hearing on the Northwest District, and we basically passed something that we didn't think was right, to make sure that the neighbourhood and the business district got together and proposed something better. Can you see any way to do something like that with this?
I guess it sort of depends on how big and complicated the district is. I think that one of the things that's, and maybe staff is going to be real happy with me saying this, one of the things that's interesting about this is that if you want to include the commercial district into your permit parking system, then you would have to do a broader study like Northwest and bring it to council, because this doesn't cover that kind of mixed-use area. So I guess that's one clue to it, but this would allow the simple ones where it's just the residential area or small area to move forward without having to come to council. And I think you've got some very good people in PBOT that you can trust to implement many of these without them all having to come to council.
Yeah, I agree. There's lots of good people in PBOT. We've got two of them sitting right here. The challenge is I just don't know how much communities are aware of it. Commissioner, do you know, are there any particular areas that are kind of ready to go on this?
I know that there's places where people express some interest. Melissa, do you want to address?
Yes, I just wanted to bring us back to what exactly we're asking to be. Oh, sorry. I just want to remind you exactly what we're asking and proposing change to the existing program that's been in effect since 1992. We currently have 18 zones that we administer, and this through a parking permit program, and it's for commuter parking. All we're proposing is that we have the ability to address residential needs from a residential perspective instead of commuters coming into the zone, that residents are still able to park on their street, because right now we don't have that tool and we get a lot of phone calls. The other key pieces of this is the ability to cap permits for the entire district that a neighborhood comes together and says they want is their boundaries. And then the other key piece is for individual households, how many permits we'd allow per household. We're just looking for these tools that we can then use in the districts to tailor them to suit the needs that the stakeholders have come together and said. And like I said, this is not changing the program all that much. It's just allowing an expansion of an existing program with additional tools for us to do parking management. And I can bring somebody up to explain how it functions today if you'd like more detail.
Actually, knowing that the time is going by and we're about to lose quorum, I think, at the very least, Commissioner, I would need to bring back some amendments next week fixing what ONI is assigned to do. I can't do that on the fly today. So then we'd be having another first reading next week, and then it would go over into the new administration. So I would suggest that something.
Unless we decide to meet on December 28th.
I'm not here on the 28th, so.
You told me you could call in.
My no vote, yeah, I might.
So I think.
I could do that if you want me to.
To talk about, just to go back to your request for the code revisions in Chapter 16, I'm not really sure where the ONI code resides that got updated. Is that something different than this?
It's in here. I simply was looking at this and saw that we had an old name for the Bureau, so I thought I would update it. And when we're capitalizing Neighborhood Association as opposed to having it in lowercase.
I like that.
They're very, very minor changes.
Well, there's things that we ONI are assigned to do on page 4. HC, we're assigned to do something. On page 5, KB, we're assigned to do something. And
right,
IC.
And we can do those additional code changes that you're requesting specific to ONI separate from this. We're happy to do that and work with you on that.
I don't think we can't be passing code that's not correct.
But, Commissioner.
This is exists today. This is what exists today.
No, it doesn't. It's all underlined. Unless you've done your underlining wrong.
Well, like in 162830C, right now it says contact the Office of the Neighborhood Associations, and that changes to Office of Neighborhood Involvement.
I'm sorry, which page is that on?
Well, this is the first one you pointed out.
Yes, page four. Page three.
Page four. Currently, the law says under 162830 subsection C, right now it says if the area is not formally organized, it should directly contact the Office of the Neighborhood Associations, which no longer exists. So the only point of there was to say that's the new name. It's not giving a new responsibility.
No,
it's just cleaning it up.
Yeah, well, just like that has not been cleaned up. The saying that neighbors' involvement must review the request and discuss the eligibility of that area to form a business district association in conformance with the criteria established. We don't have any criteria established. We don't do that anymore.
Right, but that's existing code.
I know.
So that's a whole code revision we're going to do for chapter 16.
Page 5.
I think what we're suggesting, Commissioner, is that there could be two approaches here. We could do the more substantial changes to the process to establish, and then we could do another code cleanup ordinance later that is perhaps less urgent.
Okay. Obviously, we've got a difference of opinion here on the council about what should proceed forward. Steve, this is going to come back for second reading.
Well, what I was wondering is it seemed like there was some consensus for allowing... I thought there was some consensus for allowing Northwest to do something. So, Commissioner Fritz, would you be amenable to amending this to allow this to go forward only for Northwest?
Possibly. I agree. I appreciate the compromise. I would still want to hear from NWDA before the vote. But just, you know, changing it to only applies here rather than to the rest of the city.
Yeah. So, Steve, I understand you want to get this done while you're here. My recommendation would be we continue this, get those amendments ready, and there may be a majority of the council that wants to approve them. Frankly, even if we approved this with only the Northwest change next week, and there's still flaws in it, it's going to put the next council in the same position that we found ourselves in, where I had Josh Alpert working on Northwest parking issues for much of the first year of my time here in City Hall. So I don't think that success is going to elude us entirely here, but I do think it would be good to do some more work on this. We can probably do that over the course of the next week. The combination of what we've heard here with the cleanup that needs to be done in the ordinance, and then this question of whether it should apply in Northwest only out of the gate or more places, those are issues I think we can work through, but it doesn't appear that we're going to work through them in the last few minutes of this council meeting.
So my only liaison goes on parental leave today at the end of the day. I don't know that I have the capacity to be able to work on all of the changes that would need to be figured out. Who does, who is going to approve new business areas within this code? So I think the only thing we could do is to tailor it that it's just in Northwest and take out the bits that talk about other areas, maybe forming new business districts and such.
So we can continue it to next week and do that work, right?
We could try, yeah.
So that's what I believe we should do. So that's no objection. We're going to continue this ordinance to next week for that purpose, for the purpose of considering amendments.
Okay. I'll do what I can.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And then we've had a request, and I'm sorry, it looks like some folks may have showed up for this item, but we've had a request to reschedule the next item, which is 1418. So I'm going to have you read that, and we're rescheduling that to